It's wintry across America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A huge swath of the country, all the way from the West Coast, taking you all the way to the East Coast.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
You're going to be seeing ice. You're going to be seeing snow. This is going to be a major winter system that folks are going to be dealing with.
It'll be a blizzard in many areas, from Wyoming to the Dakotas to Wisconsin, dumping up to 2 feet of snow.
Our top priority is keeping our roads clear to prevent accidents, and our first responders to safely navigate arterial streets.
St. Paul, Minnesota Mayor Melvin Carter, more than 800 flights are canceled. China's top diplomat is in Russia to meet with leader Vladimir Putin. The foreign minister says they're strengthening their relations as the U.S. worries China could send Russia weapons for Ukraine. President Biden has one more big meeting this morning while in Poland. During his trip to show U.S. support for Ukraine, he'll gather with Eastern European NATO allies.
The leaders President Joe Biden is meeting represent countries either allied to Moscow during the Cold War or part of the USSR itself. History and geography mean the so-called Bucharest Nine nations feel particularly exposed. The White House says President Biden will reaffirm U.S. support for all NATO members.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. While in Poland, the president's made calls and been briefed on East Palestine, Ohio. The EPA is now supervising the cleanup of the toxic train derailment that made some residents feel sick, vowing to make the railroad pay. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is planning to visit East Palestine.
Well, that comes after Florida's Republican Senate delegation, including Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, have both called for Buttigieg to resign or be fired over his absence. Buttigieg fired back, saying Rubio had previously pushed for railroad deregulation.
That led to a nasty back and forth on Twitter, each claiming the other one's lying. Israeli troops are raiding a Palestinian city in the West Bank, battling militants. Reuters reports at least 9 people dead, nearly 100 wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump will go to East Palestine, Ohio today, site of that toxic train derailment nearly 3 weeks ago, as he runs for the White House again. And he's facing yet another challenger, a conservative who's been a big critic of so-called woke left policies.
Biotech entrepreneur and investor Vivek Ramaswamy says he's running for the Republican presidential nomination.
We have celebrated our diversity and our differences for so long that we forgot all of the ways we're really just the same as Americans, bound by a common set of ideals that set this nation into motion 250 years ago.
He made the announcement on Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight. Ramaswamy, who is from Ohio, founded a biotech company before becoming the partner of a hedge fund. He's also an author and enters what is expected to be a crowded Republican field that already includes former President Donald Trump and his former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Democrat has won a special election in Virginia for the only vacant seat in the House, Jennifer McClellan.
We can help people. We will make this Commonwealth and this country a better place for everyone.
McClellan beat Republican Leon Benjamin and will be the first black woman to represent Virginia in Congress, replacing the late Donald McEachin, who died in November, weeks after that Democrat was reelected. Brittany Griner is back on a WNBA basketball court practicing to return to the league.
The Phoenix Mercury Tuesday announcing eight-time All-Star center Brittany Griner has agreed to a new contract. Griner had announced plans to return to the WNBA shortly after returning to U.S. soil following a prisoner swap that ended her nearly 10 months in Russian custody on allegations of drug smuggling.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. On Wall Street, a little bit of a turnaround. Stock futures are rising. coming off the biggest sell-off of the year yesterday when the Dow plunged almost 700 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.